Protesters gathered outside Istanbul's police headquarters Monday with signs condemning police raids on the Zaman newspaper and Semanyolu television station and the arrest of their senior journalists and editorial staff. The European Union condemned the raids as incompatible with the freedom of media. President Erdogan lashed out at the EU critics. In a televised speech from a Western city, he said the 28-nation group should mind its own business.
When we take these kinds of decisions, what the EU thinks about it, whether it accepts it or not, doesn't matter to us at all. We don't care.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said she was surprised at Mr. Erdogan's reaction. Turkey is a NATO member aspiring to become a candidate for EU membership.
I've seen the reactions from President Erdogan, and I'm very surprised because in the visit we had last week, we discussed in a very constructive way.
German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Turkey's actions are more than just worrying. More than 20 journalists remain in detention after the crackdown on Sunday, which comes almost a year after the opposition media accused the government of corruption. Turkey denies any political prosecution and claims the arrests were made in connection with the plot to overthrow the government.
Ancak şunu rahatlıkla söyleyebilirim.
This is a legal process. This process is not influenced by politics. This process was not started by an order from the government or any member of the cabinet.
Last year, Turkey was criticized for using excessive force to disperse massive anti-government protests. Recent months have seen raids against suspected opponents of the police force. This is the first major operation against opposition media outlets.
Tek muhalif ses mevcut bu medya organıydı.
These were the only anti-government media outlets. Maybe millions were expressing themselves through these media outlets. The autocratic regime controlled by one person is now trying to prevent this too. The people have no intention of letting him.
Some analysts say Turkey has long had a poor record on media freedoms.
Turkey occupies 154th place out of 180 worldwide in terms of freedom of the press, according to Reporters Without Borders. It's a worrying situation, which has been going on for almost 10 years.
The United States has urged Turkey to keep from violating core democratic values enshrined in its own constitution. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.